Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
One of my mentors said to me once, if you're so busy being busy in business, but you're not making any money, what are you so busy doing? And that really got me thinking about, you know, where am I spending my time? Hey!
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode on Property Investory, we continue the conversation with Peak Property Group, Michael Timmins. We'll delve further into his property development strategy and discover how you can condition your mindset to become a more proactive investor, just like Timmins. Timmins believes that investing into property is not something to take lightly, and it was a big decision for him when he initially started. In some ways, this held him back.
You know, I think a lot of uncertainty about what to do next can hold people back, and it was probably certainly a big thing that was limiting me and my decisions, because, you know, when you don't have knowledge, you're not sure about where to go. And I mean, property is one of these assets that, you know, you can't just get in lightly. You know, if you want to go into a property or a property development, it's most likely that you're investing, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands at least. You know, so you're making big decisions, and then you're also leveraging debt to do that. Now, that's all well and good if I think you're adding value to the property, you know, particularly something that's already established that you're not having to knock over, or you're not having to go to the market and sell, or that kind of thing. But there are some strategies that are a little bit riskier than others. So for me, it was more about, look, I just need to get skilled up. I just need to learn. I need to get myself in an environment where, you know, I'm surrounded by successful people. I'm going and listening to what these people are doing. I'm learning about their strategies. I'm learning their systems. And I just need to take that and implement it for myself.
When he began to invest in property development, there was a shift in his mindset, which took him from placing reliance on his consultants to actively researching and taking control of the projects.
You know, probably one of the mistakes that I made there is that I put too much reliance on my consultants, you know, people like, you know, an architect and a designer, thinking that because they're the professionals in their own field, that they would kind of look after that part of the project. But what I was really overlooking and what I was missing is that I needed to pretty much have a handle and a grasp on everything that they were doing. Because if they were going and designing something that, you know, wasn't suited to the area, or if they were designing something that was going to cost too much to build, and I wasn't pulling them up on that, then I wasn't really going to find out until it actually hurt me later down the track. So I guess, you know, what I learned through that first development was that I can't just be someone who's passively, actively investing. If that kind of makes sense, you know, if I'm just sort of sitting here expecting that it's all going to happen simply because I'm engaging those people, I had to be someone who was pretty much immersed in the project, that was really taking control and really leading from the front, you know, showing them exactly what I wanted, you know, researching the market, pulling it apart, peeling back all the layers, saying, what's the stuff that's selling best? You know, do I need to have you know, a double car garage, what type of driveway does it need to be? Does it need to be an exposed aggregate driveway? Does it need a colored concrete driveway? Does it need to be a plain concrete driveway? You know, what type of landscaping do I need to be doing? You know, what type of cladding can I be using on the buildings? You know, do I need to have the complexity in the wall articulation, all of that kind of stuff? You know, so now when we design something, you know, to build, we're looking at it from every single facet. You know, we're always looking at how can we create a great product that someone's going to love, that's also going to, you know, match where our budget is, you know, rather than just, you know, pray and hope for the best once the builders come along and start handing us prices. So that was a big mindset shift for me when it came to the property specific stuff, that, you know, I just had to be someone who had my finger on the pulse and was just sort of watching every stage, you know, on the way through. And, you know, now I'm at a stage where I'm actually teaching other people in our business to do that, so that, you know, I'm kind of managing them while they're managing our projects. So, you know, we've been able to grow and take it to another level as well.
In conditioning his mindset via his chosen courses and mentors, Timmons considers himself to be an active learner, preferring to educate himself, apply his knowledge to projects, and then witness the fruits of his labor.
I've always had a lot of coaches. I've always, you know, done a lot of courses. I've spent, you know, so much money on self-education courses because, you know, I know that I'm actually, you know, not just sitting there learning something, but I'm paying for someone else's mistakes. I'm paying for someone else's experiences. You know, I'm basically paying for, you know, their experience and their history condensed down into, you know, what might be 15, 20 years of experience into like a short course, you know. So I can always see a lot of value in, you know, going and doing a program. So whether it be, you know, understanding how property development works and going and paying, you know, for a property development course, or going and paying for a commercial investing course, you know, it doesn't really matter. I've always kind of just seen, you know, what's the education? How can I get involved in it? And, you know, I'll just pay it, because I think it's just, you know, you can never have enough education. Education's a journey. It's not a destination. You know, the biggest difference I think self-education's made for me in respect to, you know, academic education, like university. I gave university a crack. I was doing a Bachelor of Commerce, and it was going okay. I wasn't even paying for it. I mean, Hawthorn Footy Club were paying for it at the time because, you know, they could see what it was going to do for me in their business. But it just didn't gel with me. You know, I was learning the information, but I couldn't understand how it actually related to me. And I felt like it was more about memory than it was really about anything else. You know, how much could I retain and learn to then do well in the exam? But when I started to get involved in more self-education, I was seeing a big difference it was making in my life, because I was going out there and I wasn't applying it, and I could effectively see the results then and there. You know, so for me, it's always been about how can I learn from other people? How can I learn from their mistakes? You know, and how can I get coached so that someone else can stretch me, so they can push me outside of my comfort zone, so that I can, you know, lean into the discomfort. And that's ultimately what a coach is there for, right?
In addition to this proactive business mindset, he has also learned from his mentor's advice on prioritizing his time in order to extract more value from his efforts.
One of my mentors said to me once, if you're so busy being busy in business, but you're not making any money, what are you so busy doing? And that really got me thinking about, you know, where am I spending my time? You know, do I spend my time on my highest valued activities, which for me are, you know, putting deals together and going out there and seeking investors to come on board with our projects, you know, having conversations, you know, coaching other students, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's kind of like the old adage, you know, do you go and clean up your desk and make sure everything's pretty and nice before you actually pick up the phone and start making proper phone calls and start to work on, you know, the highest priority, you know, goals on your list? Or are you someone who just kind of just jumped straight into it and, you know, is more of the productive type? So I guess I ask myself that question a lot, you know, in property, in business, and, you know, anything that I do, is that, well, if I'm just being busy running around like a headless chook, am I actually really achieving anything? Am I really producing any type of result?
Timmons' strategy begins with finding the right location to begin developing. This means researching all the relevant characteristics of the area.
Our strategy begins with picking an area. So I think for any investor that is looking to invest for, you know, just growth, or whether it be for manufactured growth or for cash flow, is making sure that you're in the right location. So some of the things that we do if we're moving into a new area is that we'll begin by looking at the fundamentals. So the fundamentals being, you know, where is their infrastructure planning? You know, is there any sort of scheduled works to happen? Are they putting in new shopping centres? Is there, you know, what's its proximity like to major arterials? How is its positioning to hospitals and schools and TAFEs and universities, all of that kind of thing? What's the public transport like? How far away is it from public transport? Is there train and rail, or it's just bus? We look at all of that. So we look at the characteristics of an area. So to put it into perspective, if we're looking at, say, five areas that are all based on our price point, You know, so if we know our price point is $500,000 buy-in, we're looking at the median, which is $500,000. We'll then shortlist those properties by doing the characteristics research. Then effectively what we're doing is we're looking at, you know, where can we get the most uplift? So we've got to make sure that the strategy actually works in that particular suburb. So then we'll go out and we'll start to pick apart, we'll, you know, what are things selling for? What's the end product selling for? What can we buy it for? We'll run it through our feasibility, make sure that it stacks up numbers wise. Then we'll go and meet with, you know, our consultants, make sure that our consultants are familiar with the area, they understand all the council regulations, state regulations, what we can and can't do. And then from there, we'll then start to get out and build relationships to go and find sites.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve deeper into Timmer's creative property investing strategy.
Every element of a deal that we do always has some property development potential, being that we are going through the council planning process.
Then hear about some of the personal habits which have contributed to his success.
Routine, I guess, creates good habits and good habits create success.
And that's next. I'm Tyron Shum and you're listening to Property Investory. Western Australia is tipped to be the next property hotspot. If you're looking to invest and build in WA, take advantage of the affordable land market and record build times with Plunkett Homes. Visit propertyinvestory.com/build to find out why they are WA's most established home builder. With over 150 years of experience, Plunkett Homes helps you develop turnkey homes across WA. To get your fixed price demolition or site works and to maximise profits and minimise time, visit propertyinvestory.com/build. And now back to the show. When looking to increase cash flow and also add value to property, Timmins seeks a creative strategy dependent on the type of property he's working with.
It really depends if you're looking at residential property or if you're looking at commercial property, because the two are vastly different. If it's residential property, we're looking for, you know, how can we either transform a property or how can we build a property which is going to serve a purpose for multiple occupancy. So we're always looking for, you know, how can we bring in different revenue streams than just the traditional sort of rent out the house to, you know, a family or whatever or what have you. With commercial, we're always looking for yield. So we're looking for, you know, strong tenancies, strong leases, good yields, you know, opportunities where we can increase the yield, you know, through various different strategies as well. And then, you know, also with adding improvements and developing the property too, that can always increase the yield. Every element of a deal that we do always has some property development potential, being that we are going through the council planning process, we are building and constructing something new. So there may be elements of where we're keeping the existing, what's already there, and then adding to it.
Talking about personal habits, Timmins has a cookie cutter system for implementing his strategy. He also combines personal and professional growth through maintaining a healthy routine and listening to a wide range of material.
So like routine, you know, I think routine's important. You know, I generally wake up and have the same thing for breakfast, and I'll always have a coffee in the morning and that kind of thing. Routine, I guess, creates good habits and good habits create success. But it's always looking at, you know, rinse and repeat. So I'd much prefer to have, you know, a cookie cutter system than, you know, be jumping around all the time to a different place and a different strategy and that kind of thing. So, you know, with our property investing, you know, we don't tend to leave our backyard. You know, I don't really have to drive any more than a 10 or 15 kilometer radius to get to a project. So that sort of stuff's important. You know, I'm all about, you know, spending as much time as I possibly can close to home, because, you know, like I mentioned before, I am traveling, I am speaking. So when I am here, I just want to be here. You know, I don't want to be spending too much time traveling away. But yeah, in terms of habits, I would say, you know, doing most of the things the same every day. There's stuff like meditation that I do, you know, exercising 3-4 times a week. I think it's important to keep the mind healthy, and even listening to podcasts. You know, I listen to podcasts all the time. And I'm constantly just filling my mind up with new ideas, new information, listening to podcasts in different industries, you know, whether it be business or marketing or health, you know, because a lot of what people will discuss in other industries can be applied to your industry. So I think that that's an important part to that too, in terms of not just looking at what everyone else is doing in your industry, but where can you get that edge? You know, how could you be doing something different?
He shares some of the podcasts that he engages with, such as those relating to marketing and business.
I listen to the Mark Burra Show. I like the Mark Burra Show. It's some interesting people on that one. Big Marketing Small Business, Timbo Reid. I like that one.
Yep, good old Timbo. He's awesome.
I don't mind getting into the odd Nathan Latka episode as well, where he's just drilling some business owner. I think they're pretty good as well. But yeah, I've got a few in the library.
Timmons has taken knowledge from these resources and applied it to his development projects, which has helped him to think outside the box.
It's about taking a different approach. So particularly in marketing, you know, with property, it's important to stand out. Because if you've just got something that everyone else is offering, then, you know, where's your point of difference? So I guess we probably take a bit more of an active approach, you know, even down to how we contact property owners about, you know, what services we can offer and how we can help them create value, you know, in their own properties, rather than sort of just waiting for a property to come onto the market. You know, we'll actually get out there and be very deliberate about who we target, why we're targeting them, how we can help them. And, you know, even, you know, when we're selling the end product, we're looking for ways that we can be different. So we'll get out and we'll join, you know, business networks, and we'll market through, you know, chamber of commerces, and we'll go out and we'll, you know, speak to, if it's commercial, we'll go out there and actually hit the footpath and, you know, speak to people in the street, that kind of stuff, just to generate a different type of approach. Like if we've got a vacant commercial property, I want to know what the community wants or what they feel like that should be, you know, offered there, so that I can actually then go out and start to approach those business owners to say, hey, look, we've got a space here in this strip or in this suburb. You know, we've gone out, we've spoken to a lot of people in the community, we're part of their business network. You know, this is what they're saying the demand is, you know, this is what they're coming back to us, really suggesting that that's what they need. So it's kind of taking a different approach as opposed to just listing the property for lease or for sale and expecting that buyers and tenants are going to roll up and want to get into our property. So it just gets you to think a little differently, I guess.
If you'd like to connect with Timmons, you can do so via...
And anyone can connect with me on Facebook or LinkedIn. My last name's Timmons, T-I-E-M-E-N-S. Anyone who wants to come along and learn about, you know, our strategies and the ways in which we can help them with property investing can go to iloverealestate.tv. And anyone who's looking to, you know, engage with me or my business can go to michaeltimmons.com.au, and we've got a heap of information there that people can take away with them and continue on their journey. And any listeners out there that do listen to the podcast, we'd love to follow your own journeys and see how we might be able to help you in any way.
Thank you to Michael Timmons, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you want to hear more about his journey, then visit our website at propertyinvestory.com. Simply type in the search bar Michael Timmons and select that episode to learn more about his story. Also, I would love to hear from you. If you own property and want to share your story, send me an email to hello@propertyinvestory.com. To spell property investory, simply type the words property investor with the letter Y. Alternatively, you can open the description of this episode in your player and click on the link to contact me. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.